AM 1430 KRGI, 105.5 FM. I'm Brian Gallagher. Honored to welcome Nebraska President Hank Bounds into the studio to talk about the university. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
It's a big week for the university, really a big year. In the spotlight is bringing Scott Frost back to the U to help to build up Husker football. But there's so many other things going on with the university. Let's talk about some of the other things that you see in the spotlight. Maybe people think it's quiet in the summertime at the university. No, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way at all. You know, I'm so delighted that Scott's back. Obviously, a lot of excitement around his return. But the really good news is that's just sort of the tip of the iceberg. When you look at all the good things that are happening at the university, you know, everything from our partnerships with farmers and ranchers, it's pretty clear that one of the largest national security issues that we have is feeding a growing world. People who are hungry and thirsty aren't reasonable people, and Nebraska farmers and the University of Nebraska are really doing something about that. We have a delegation in Sweden right now at World Water Week from the Doherty Water for Food Institute. We are absolutely leading the world in trying to deal with this water crisis that we face on a global stage. You know, state fair is going on. It's a great time to showcase what's happening with 4-H and with Extension. I think about the work, the rollout of the UNL and UNMC new health science complex and nursing complex. It's a partnership that is really, there's really nothing like it in the country. UNK just broke ground on a STEM education building. I think it's going to UNK is really focused on meeting the needs of this part of the state. UNL has a real focus on expanding and improving engineering. You may have heard that about a month ago, the Department of Defense awarded the largest research contract in the history of the university to one of our institute, the National Strategic Research Institute, $92 million over a five-year period. We already have research in the queue for this year that we're in for $60 million. And so that limit is going to be raised multiple times. The Buffett Cancer Center just celebrated 1 year. And, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, the number of patients that we thought we would see, we've far surpassed the number of patients that we thought that we would see in 1 year. But the good thing about that is we're talking about having one of the premier cancer research and treatment centers in the country, and I think that's really important to Nebraskans because the really bad truth is that one in two Nebraskans will hear the words, at some point in their lifetime, you have cancer. And in this part of the state, the chances of cancer are much more prevalent than other parts of the country. In fact, many types of cancer in rural Nebraska are growing when they are actually subsiding in other places. And so the good work that is going on is, you know, I could spend the next hour with you just sort of grocery listing the things that are happening in this state that are in the university where we are having an impact on people in Nebraska. And when you think about it, there's not one Nebraskan that isn't impacted by the work that's done by the university.
Well, congratulations on the great strides. The cancer research is really pivotal. As you mentioned, when you take a look at ratios, cancer is going to affect your life one way or another. And it's good to try to be on an attack mode instead of trying to be in a reactionary mode.
Well, and as we speak, we are trying to figure out how we can hire more population health oncologists so we can understand why central and western Nebraska are seeing such increased incidence of cancer, whether it's pediatric brain cancer or breast cancer in women. But you are exactly right. One in two Nebraskan, that means, you know, the chances of one of us hearing those awful words is pretty high. And it impacts everyone. And it's just an awful disease that we are really focused on doing something about.
You also talked about the Air Force Research Project. The sad part is, much of that is to deal with an anti-terrorism effort. Unfortunately, that's part of our life right now.
It is part of our life, even here in at the center of the country. Our mission is to help the Department of Defense combat weapons of mass destruction. And so that would be biological, radiological, nuclear, chemical, and cyber. If you think about our IT system. We have more than 100 million attacks on our IT infrastructure at the University of Nebraska every single day. We are on speed dial for the Pentagon for all things that deal with social media for ISIS. We are developing prophylactics for war fighters to go to so that they can take before they go into an area that might have a biological or chemical agent being deployed. And so we are literally working in countries all around the globe helping to keep war fighters safe, and that in the end keeps Nebraskans safe.
University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds is our guest in studio. This is really a special year for the university.
It's a pretty big year. For 150 years now, we've been educating the sons and daughters of farmers and ranchers across this state.
Sounds familiar.
It sounds familiar. And in my view, the mission of the university is just as important today as it was 150 years ago, maybe even more so. We know that within the next decade, 70% of all jobs in Nebraska will require some education beyond high school. And so we are hyper-focused on meeting workforce needs, doing it in a way where we are affordable and accessible to all Nebraskans. I think that's what Nebraskans expect, and that's what we're working really hard to deliver.
Well, developing the workforce is a huge priority for not only the university, but just for the state, trying to make sure that they keep the best and brightest right here.
Well, we need to keep our best and brightest here so that we can keep jobs here and so that we can bring jobs here. The fact of the matter is we have too many Nebraskans leaving the state to chase jobs and opportunities other places. And so when you hear that at first blush, you might say, well, why do we need more graduates? And it's for me, it's not a chicken or the egg. It's a chicken and the egg. We have to grow our number of graduates so that we can convince employers, good employers with high-paying jobs, to come here so that our children, when they do graduate, can choose to stay in Nebraska and work and raise a family.
How do enrollment numbers look right now?
You know, we won't release final numbers until next Tuesday. But the unfortunate truth is we are going to be flat to down just a bit.
All right, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Husker football, seeing as there's people thinking about that in Husker Nation. Not only do you have a football program that has been preeminent for years, you got the defending national champions 2 out of the last 3 years in volleyball. You've got basketball programs that are on a rapid rise again, which is good to see. Wrestling's been a strong contender, track and field. I mean, there's a lot of sports that are, let's face it, top tier. That has carryover effect throughout the university, not just on the field.
It absolutely does. One stat that you didn't mention that I think really merits mentioning is we have more academic All-Americans than any university in the country. Stanford and Harvard are distant second and thirds. And so while we have been winning national championships, we've also been winning in the classroom. But the truth of the matter is winning matters. When you're competitive, when you're on national television week in and week out, when you're in the national rankings, there's some appeal to high school students. It helps us to grow our enrollment. You know, we spend a lot of time thinking about how we're more competitive. We hold coaches accountable. You know that we had a coaching change last year, an athletic director change. And while those are never easy or fun decisions, they're important because, you know, we absolutely have an expectation that we are competitive, that we compete for championships every year. And I want coaches talking about competing for championships, just like I want us to talk about competing for championships with Department of Defense or in the classroom or in the research spaces.
University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds is our guest. How's the relationship with the legislature these days?
Well, you know, we are in the middle of an election cycle. And so, you know, there obviously will be a significant turnover. Legislators have have had difficult decisions to make over the past 18 months. We've had to endure three cuts over that time. Our economy has been in distress. The good news is when you look at the past several months, you see an economy that's on the uptick. There are significant needs in the state and from funding needs. And so, you know, I don't envy the job that legislators have to do. My job is to, I think, do the best that I can to help legislators and Nebraskans understand that while Nebraska spends money on lots of things, they don't. The state doesn't spend money on any entity that provides a better return on investment than the University of Nebraska. 6 to 7 to 1. So every dollar that you put into, that the state puts into the university, we turn it into a $6 bill. If you could do that with your personal money every year, you would invest every penny that you had. And so my argument to the legislature is we are a good investment. And then the other thing that I say to everyone that I can is that there nothing changes an individual's trajectory like a degree, like a bachelor's degree. It absolutely changes one's trajectory. I grew up in a poor household. I never thought that I would have the opportunity to go to college. So the fact that I'm sitting here talking to you today as the president of one of America's great public institutions really speaks to the transformative power of higher education.
So has this journey for you in Lincoln been what you thought or hoped or dreamed?
And then some, I think. You know, I would be dishonest if I didn't tell you that the last couple of years have been very difficult. When you are cutting $55, $60 million recurring out of the state budget, and you recognize that 80% of your budget is tied up in people, then that necessarily means that people will be impacted. And so we've lost several hundred jobs in the state of Nebraska as a result of that. And so, you know, when you go to bed at night and you realize that the decision that you make has an impact on someone's livelihood, and you recognize that those are real people with real families, it is extraordinarily difficult.
University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds has been our guest, talking about things that are going on and things that they hope will be going on soon with the University of Nebraska. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for getting a chance to allow the people from the state of Nebraska to have a chance to meet you directly if they haven't already. Perhaps you'll see a few more at the Nebraska State Fair. Go ahead and try some of the food in a stick. I hear it's pretty good.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Hank, thanks again for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is Brian Gallagher on AM 1430 KRGI and 105.5 FM.